My guest at this time is Mike McMonagle. He is the president of the Pro-Life Coalition of Pennsylvania. He joins me today to talk about the involvement that his group is taking in a controversy in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, where a local official there is flouting Pennsylvania state law and issuing same-sex marriage licenses to couples. The Pennsylvania law clearly states that marriage is unique to a man and a woman. And Mike, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Greg. Great. Thank you for having me.
How did this start in Montgomery County? The law, as we just mentioned, clearly states that marriage is between a man and a woman in Pennsylvania. So why did this office in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, which is near Harrisburg, go down this route?
Well, the county chairman, the Democrats took over the county in 2011. The county chairman put up the register of wills to this effort for two reasons. One is to push the envelope on the issue, and the other is a political reason, which I'll identify. But the political reason is to make the debate about whether the register of wills had the authority to do this, whether you push the law or this or that, whether you wait for a court decision or a legislature act. And implicit in that reasoning is that same-sex marriage is okay. It's not. It's a continuation of the war on children, begun with contraception, sterilization, continued with abortion, and now it's an effort to deny parents a mother and a father. And so we wanted to remind people why civil law, from the beginning of our nation, has defined marriage as a union of one man and one woman. Because the purpose of civil marriage is not about love. There's no box on the marriage application whether you love each other. It's you have an institution that unites a mom and a dad with their children. Because failing to do that creates all kinds of problems for civil governments with failed education, welfare dependency, crime, prisons, et cetera. So that's why civil government has this crucial role in that. And that point of view needs to be raised. And the other reason we went is to urge our officials who say they're pro-married as man and woman to enforce the rule of law. And the other real culprit is Governor Corbett. Governor Corbett has multiple times said he supports marriage union, one man and one woman. Yet when put to the test, he has abdicated his duty. He first said it's a county issue, which is utter nonsense. To be married in Pennsylvania or any other state, once the clergyman or the justice of the peace signs your marriage certificate, that certificate is only filed in the Pennsylvania Department of Health, and that's when you're legally married. Governor Corbett should come out and say, I am not going to recognize these same-sex marriage certificates. Next, he should initiate some kind of legal action to stop Haynes from doing this. Of course, so should other public officials. Our state legislature should call for his impeachment, and we've been calling for all that activity. And the political reason why the county chairman, his name's Joshua Pyro, did this was because he wanted to undermine Governor Corbett's political support among conservatives, which he has succeeded tremendously. Governor Corbett is really, he's been so timid on this because he's afraid of addressing the issue down in the Philadelphia area. He thinks he's going to lose on it. But in reality, he's losing a lot of conservative supporters because of his timidity and failure to enforce the rule of law. And this whole issue brings out all the asinine questions you get on this issue. Well, is it marriage for everyone? Or does that mean that infertile couples can't get married? Is it about love, et cetera? And I would just summarize my response to that by reminding people there is a thing called just discrimination. For example, it would be unjust discrimination to deny a blind person the right to vote because voting has nothing to do with the ability to see. But it would be just discrimination to say to a blind person, you may not have a driver's license, because being able to see is essential to driving. Heterosexuality is essential to the meaning of marriage. Marriage is a union of one man and one woman. It means the capability of having sexual intercourse, which by definition is impossible in a same-sex relationship. So that's the reasons for our actions, and I think we were successful. I've heard through back channels that Governor Corbett is finally going to do the right thing this week. We'll see. And we're initiating some actions here in our own county to put an end to this.
A couple quick follow-ups here. First of all, what do you believe is the reason for the delay from Governor Corbett if, in fact, he's stated all along that he's for traditional marriage?
Political cowardice, Greg. He's afraid it'll hurt him in this area. And it's a shame. And he needs to be pushed to do this. And then there's a practical reason, and that is if you follow Pennsylvania politics, that Governor Corbett filed a lawsuit against the NCAA within the last year in response to the sanctions against Penn State. And legally speaking, it was a sloppy lawsuit. He failed to dot his I's and cross his T's. And so it was thrown out of court without even getting through the discovery phase. So chastened by that, he's given very strict scrutiny to his current lawsuit before he files it. But that doesn't justify his timidity and cowardice in not telling Haynes to stop it. He has authority to tell him to stop right away, and he's refusing to do it.
So you're confident now, based on what you've heard, that he is going to move forward with this?
No, I'm not confident. What's the old President Reagan just saying? You know, trust but verify. I won't be confident until he actually does it. Because Governor Corbett has let pro-life people down on a lot of the things. He's done some good things, to his credit, but he has fallen. I mean, he is funding Planned Parenthood at a rate even beyond his Democratic predecessor.
What's the reaction in Montgomery County? To read the media reports, it sounds like the workers at the office where these licenses are issued suggest that they're getting mostly positive responses. Clearly, from groups like yours, that's not the case. So what's your sense of the community at large?
A community at large is confused. It's the result of years of lack of education on the nature of marriage. And it's human nature. They see these same gender couples walking in, pleasantly smiling, getting their certificate, and walking out. And the question is, what harm has happened? And they refuse to look at what harm has happened. These actions have led to a massive assault on the rights of freedom of religion, speech, and assembly among pro-life Americans and other nations. For example, in England and Canada, it is illegal to preach from certain portions of St. Paul's epistles, specifically the ones that condemn homosexual behavior. A florist in New Mexico was sanctioned with a fine and might go to jail for refusing to send flowers to a same-sex wedding. Ditto for a Methodist church in New Jersey, which has civil unions. They did not allow their facilities along the beach to be used for a so-called same-gender civil ceremony. A photographer in Washington is being sanctioned. You cannot have freedom of religion and same-gender marriage. They're on a direct collision course.
It's probably a little bit hard to quantify, but what do you believe the impact of your pray-in on Friday was?
It began the rallying of the truth. There's an old saying that a lie is halfway around the world before truth is getting its shoes on. And this example of marriage debate is a good example. The lie that civil marriage is just about people in love with each other is halfway around the world. If you sit down and explain to people, and many of them get it, we believe marriage is a pro-life issue for two reasons. One, it is part of the war on children. That to deny children their mother and the father, and it's an attack on the sanctity of human life, because human life is made in God's image. And then next, well, what is God's image? God's image is a conjugal relationship between husband and wife, because our God is a triune God. Literally, the love between God the Father and God the Son gives rise to God the Holy Spirit, and the relationship among human beings that is similar is the love between husband and wife. Literally, gives rise to a third person. And the other side gets it. They get that marriage is a part of a culture of life, and they want to attack it. And they use that it's all about love, which is nonsense. If you say to someone, oh, so a 50-year-old father can marry his 20-year-old daughter if they love each other? Can two 14-year-old boy and girl who love each other, can they get married civilly? And again, well, no, they can't. So it's not about love. It's about the civil government's interest in raising the next generation of citizens. And marriage is crucial to that, because if we have healthy marriages, we greatly reduce our tax burden and other things, because we have less prisons, more successful schools, we have better taxpayers, better people to support, participate in the law enforcement and our military to protect us, etc.
Last question before we let you go here, Mike. And Pennsylvania finds itself in a unique spot geographically. Every state to the north of you has legalized gay marriage. Maryland, Delaware to the south have done it. New Jersey has civil unions. What do you expect the legal battle to end up with in Pennsylvania?
Well, there's no doubt that a same-sex marriage would lose big in our legislature. There's just no votes to do it. The Republicans are on each body. It was put. Now, there's, based on Justice Kennedy's opinion in the recent marriage Sodoma case, there is a federal case. You know, Kennedy spoke out both sides of his mouth in his opinion. He said, I'm not ruling that there's a federal right to same-sex marriage. But I am declaring that the only reason to oppose same-sex marriage is because you hate homosexuals. And therefore, our Attorney General, Kathleen Kane, and others are using that part of his opinion to say, well, because you hate homosexuals, you're denying them equal protection of the laws, and therefore our marriage definition law must fall. So that lawsuit was filed, and Governor Corbett's going to be tested. Will he vigorously defend that law? And if he can't just publicly say married as a union, one man and one woman, and I support the rule of law. How are his lawyers ever going to defend our law against the American Civil Liberties Union? So we're really concerned about Governor's timid response to this action in Montgomery County.
Mike, we'll certainly be watching, and thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, thank you, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Mike McMonagall is the president of the Pro-Life Coalition of Pennsylvania. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.